From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction has called for a massive demonstration next week. The protest is in light of U.S. President Vice President Mike Pence's trip to Jerusalem on Wednesday. Abbas has canceled a meeting with Pence. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Donald Trump declared the Holy City as Israel's capital earlier this month and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. The move has stirred global condemnation and sparked angry protests across Arab and Muslim countries, as well as deadly crashes. Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan al-Khoury said his government had demanded the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. Speaking to reporters in Mogadishu Saturday, Khoury blamed former Somali governments for U.S. concerns about corruptions. On Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he was optimistic about improving Somali accountability concerning the distribution of American aid to Somali armed forces. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday defended the Republican tax cut as a good deal for the middle class while suggesting it could lead to explosive economic growth.
We are back. We're really going to start to rock. We need this as our final push, and you're going to see some numbers that are great. But most importantly, you're going to see...
This is VOA News. A raging wildfire on Saturday became the state's third largest on record, with more devastation possible from a resurgence of the harsh winds that have fueled the deadly blaze since beginning last month. The so-called Thomas Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures, including about 750 homes in Southern California coastal communities since erupting on December 4th. The cause of the blaze is not yet known. The cost of fighting the blaze has already reached $104 million, with more than 8,000 firefighters working around the clock and helicopters and airplanes dropping retardants on the flames. With the wind kicking up, five of more than 20 destructive fires in recorded history have ravaged the state in 2017, according to Cal Fire. Saturday, North Korea state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the U.S.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson made the comments at a UN Security Council meeting in New York on Friday. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz will be Austria's new chancellor and will become the youngest head of government in the world. The coalition will be sworn in on Monday. Nigerian oil workers are threatening to strike indefinitely starting Monday. The oil workers' union has clashed with the company over what it says is the wrongful termination of some of its members. The walkout could begin Monday night. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.